The Africa Cup of Nations is always an amazing spectacle, but this one has been one of the most surreal and dramatic. 2 billion people have watched around the world, a record, and thousands of fans have gathered for the last month in Côte d'Ivoire. The hosts opened the tournament with this song, Akwaba, meaning welcome in Akan. And their team has had the most chaotic tournament. They sacked their coach, were minutes from elimination, but have defied odds and willed themselves here. And no one has embodied this more than their 29-year-old striker, Sebastien Haller. He was diagnosed with testicular cancer in 2022 and his career was almost over. But after 18 months, he returned to score a winning goal in the last round and is now set to play in a final against Nigeria. I'm at a packed bar in Lagos and the carnival vibe here is just completely deflated. Côte d'Ivoire are winning 2-1, we're in the dying minutes of the game. And of course, it was Sebastien Haller who scored the winning goal, just capping off one of the most incredible football stories in this tournament. And there have been poignant moments too. Before their semi-final match, players from the Democratic Republic of Congo covered their mouths and pointed their hands to their heads in the shape of a gun during their national anthem. This was to draw attention to the violence that has overwhelmed Eastern DRC. And it was a reminder of how sport is often the stage for powerful political expressions and how it can move people.
I got my whole face painted because I was invested in their winning.
During the game, 28-year-old Mirabel Aladia summed up what the tournament has meant for Nigeria and beyond.
I mean, I think football naturally is a sport that brings people together. So I think this has definitely been a unifying period for us.
So that's it. Côte d'Ivoire have won just one of the most memorable AFCON tournaments in my lifetime. The vibe here is pretty sad. People are streaming out. The DJ's playing Burna Boy Last Last. People are joking that we've chopped our breakfast, as one of the lyrics in the song goes. But of course, far away from here, elation in Côte d'Ivoire, just an incredible, incredible comeback victory.
Emmanuel Akinwutu, NPR News, Lagos.